Josh, you're not known for using the bathroom here unless it's like code red.
Yeah, unless the chute is about to come out of a ladder.
Is that just a here thing, or is that just a away from home thing?
Away from home thing.
I have a friend that will not go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yeah,
but his house.
Yeah, that is my goal, and I've developed quite the strong kidney and digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it in.
Yeah, I mean if you're slide into home and your pants are filled with foam, diarrhea. Diarrhea. I mean, it's something we all have to deal with. If you're, you know, scooting into third and you feel a greasy turd, diarrhea. It's what we got to deal with around here. And Justine, if you're here, please come in. If not, Mike Anderson, if you could please come and be her proxy on one of the more recent episodes of
The Anderson Agenda.
It's a great weekly recap show featuring Mike Anderson and a rotating cast of characters that I guess there's a situation in the women's room here.
Oh, really?
Where I don't know who she is, but the female Michigan J Frog just hello, comes kicking her heels hello, up honey. Into the bathroom while ladies are doing what they do. Hey, Becky. And is just baby, chatting with everyone. Like, the door will be shut. The underwear are around ankles. Someone is obviously in there doing what they do. And whoever is on the other side of the door is like, it sounds like you really had to go. I should be allowed to finish up and beat you to death with a nightstick.
Wow. I don't think I've ever spoken a word in a bathroom in my life.
I had a horrible situation here. I think, Josh, you remember this. Right in about the first year of the show, because like you, I get a little bit of bladder shyness, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the bad type.
Yeah.
And I have to go to either the secret bathroom, which is the most disgusting room in the building. Yeah.
Okay. I've never been in.
Well, it's a secret. Yeah. Nobody cleans it, right?
I've never used it.
But you've seen the inside.
I have, yeah.
Yes. It looks like somebody set fire to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory in there. And then the upstairs executive bathroom, which we have to sneak in because it requires a PIN code for the wealthy folk here. And there I am. I finally get upstairs. I'm in there. And a guy tries the door so hard, he pops the lock, busts in, I scream, oh, God! And he goes, occupado! And, oh, no, oh, okay. Just yells, and I'm on the toilet, and he leans in my face, occupado! Not sure why he decided to speak Spanish to a young Irish boy, but at that point, whatever was removing itself from me just turtled right back up. And yeah that meerkat went back under the ground. And Michael Anderson from a little weekend program around here called
The Anderson Agenda.
The discussion was about bladder shyness, but then it transitioned into people talking in the bathroom to you, and it seems like there is a rash of it happening around here.
Yeah, a lot happens in the male bathroom, but I was completely taken aback when Justine told me how much of this is happening in the women's bathroom, which I thought, you know.
Woo, be sure to breathe, girl.
You know, there's a string quartet in there.
Right. Yeah,
other than that, but complete silence, completely clean, but it sounds like Thunderdome in the women's bathroom.
What about the fact that you heard a story from Justine and Wendy saying that there's a lady in there FaceTiming?
Oh, my God.
She's in there doing something unspeakable in that bathroom.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it.
And she's FaceTiming her relatives.
In the stall?
In the stall.
Oh.
Because there's obviously no urinal, even though, hey, equal rights. I feel like they should have a urinal available to them if they'd like to use one.
Just in case.
Yeah, like a nice floor urinal. And I guess Justine or Wendy's in one and someone's next to it. It is in there just having a, oh, I can't wait for this weekend. Are you going to be bringing soda? Because I think I'm going to be maybe doing pickles. Or, oh, do they do the home? Oh, pickles. Yeah, I'll do pickles. I'll do the homemade pickles. What sort of lunatic is talking to you in the bathroom?
Well, now I'm guilty of using the phone on.
I've
done that.
Here at work?
Son of a
bitch. Maybe here at work,
We'll terminate your contract.
But I don't think I could FaceTime somebody in the bathroom.
Yeah, because they're just going to see you with your pants around your ankles and you take your leg off. That's the only way he can go to the bathroom, by the way, if he takes the leg off.
I have to hop in there, yeah.
Oh, God. We're talking to you 410-338-1098. Someone that's in there trying to talk to you while you're going to the bathroom. What the hell are you doing? Please stop talking to me.
Shut the f*** up!
I'm pooping! This all got started on a re-episode of Mike Sanderson's weekend recap show.
The Anderson Agenda.
Damn fine program. When we found out that Justine, our videographer, she does LiveWire and all of our great videos, that there's just some woman, and here's the thing, she doesn't know who she looks like, because she's always in there on the other side of the closed door when this lady's like, whoa, sounds like someone had Indian. Oh, who's doing that? Do you have a theory as to who this person might be? Because I have a feeling.
Even Justine didn't know who it was. I think it might be a television person.
Are they
WBAL TV?
Are they coming up here to dump?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Oh, great.
We found out after talking about this that we all go to different floors to go number two.
Because we don't want our coworkers to know what atrocities we're committing in the bathroom.
It's like musical S.
I'm going to be late.
It's exactly. It's just people going. You just see lines of people. You just see like Tim Tunis and Franciotti and Tony Pan running upstairs. Then Mike, Josh, Sam, and I heading downstairs. Whole building is just a toxic waste dump. I mean, but you're a psychopath if you're talking to somebody who, by the way, and I know you're listening, you lotioned up, scallywag. Rick loves to comment when I'm at the urinal and I'm checking my phone because
sick. You
guys have seen me naked. It's a one-hand process. Okay, I don't need to use both. And in the other hand, I'm holding my phone and I'm checking tweets and I'm playing Candy Crush and I'm going through Grindr, seeing who's close by. And he's behind me going, you just can't put that thing down, can you? And I'm like, yeah. Neither can I put down the phone. Oh, we're having fun. I'm holding my penis. Stop talking to me while I'm at the back.
It's creepy, right?
It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm at my most helpless.
I pray when I walk through the door in the bathroom that there's nobody in there.
I see feet, I leave. I hear a cough upstairs, I leave. I see that door shut for the secret bathroom, I have to hold it. I can't have anybody in there. And it's a double nightmare if there are some chatty Kathy that wants to like converse with me.
That would freak me. I've never had that happen. That would freak me out.
Grounds for termination. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan, Northeast. He's been holding 410-338-1098. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Happy belated birthday to Spiegel.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to comment on the pooping and the peeing thing with people around. For an average person, I agree that it is definitely creepy and weird. But when you come from the Marine Corps, where you got a drill instructor that has you march, pull your pants down, still march, sit down, poop when he tells you left right,
yeah,
you kind of get used to people being around you pooping. So me and my best friend from the Marine Corps, we definitely FaceTime Cali to Maryland and say what's up to each other when we get that number two time alone.
I can see that being the case. Yeah, yes, that's a situation. You guys are in a foxhole somewhere, you guys are in a trench, you got some drill instructor screaming at your ass, then yeah, I can see how you got to make it a little expeditious.
When I saw myself pooping, I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
So yeah, I can see if you got to FaceTime your brother in the Corps. By the way, thank you for your service, my friend, Semper Fi. Let's talk to Jack in Baltimore, noted psychopath. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
How are you doing, friend?
Hey, good man. I work on a military base.
Okay.
Down here in Fort Meade, shout out. But when people are in the stall, I will sing to them.
You will sing in the stall, like what kind of song?
That's next door. Oh, to like the John, like the stall song.
Oh my God, you're in there.
I got this.
All right, guys, take it away. Push on three.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong.
You're a lunatic. Let's talk to Matt in Centerville. Matt, good morning.
So I do commercial construction down in D.C., and when they're building high-rise buildings, they obviously can't take the porta-johns up to the floors, so they have these ones on wheels, and they'll take them up a construction elevator. stick them at the end of a hallway, and they don't have tops on them. So you open up like a barn door, and you can go up there and sit down and do your business, and people are just walking all about and can see you, and you can converse and just have a good time.
See, it's the have a good time part I got to disagree with. I feel like I'm in my most vulnerable. I don't want to have a good time.
No, you just got to do your thing and get out.
I want that process to be over with the quickness, because as I get older, my body is just failing me. I mean, every opening on it is just now misshapen and horrid. And it's nothing that I enjoy doing. So I need it to be done. And I'm not in the best headspace. I don't want to yuck it up about the Orioles or, you know, jawjack about, hey, you hear the WWE is doing a whole women's division. I can't wait for that new pay-per-view. No, I can't have a good time with that, man. Let's go to John in Frederick. What's up, John? Talking about people that talk to you or talk in the bathroom.
Well, back when Nextel was a thing and you can beat people, you know, over to walkie-talkie.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my coworker used to, when I would go take a deuce in a public restroom, he would yell across the walkie-talkie, "You gave my brother herpes, you mother effer."
Whoa! You say that was a friend?
Yeah. Coworker, I wouldn't call him a friend.
Yeah, neither would I. If he's screaming that you're giving herpes to relatives and you're trying to enjoy that very delicate moment of a day. Yeah, not a good idea. Joe in Dundalk. A lot of people checking in about the military. I guess this is a thing.
Yes,
you got to get it in and get it out. What's up, Joe?
Hey, sir, how you doing? Yeah, how you doing? So overseas, while deployed, I used to mess around a lot. On the crapper, there'd be guys from different branches and different units, you know, next to you, to the left and right of you. I used to mess with people instead of them messing with me or talking to me. I used to make noises as if I was having some serious medical issues while defecating.
Oh.
So I used to... Yeah, I used to be in the stall, and I'd make noises to basically make an uncomfortable silence. Fun. So I would make noises like, I would start out slow, like, "Oh, God. Lord, if you're listening, help!"
Pretty great. Pretty great. Good bit.